It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good night, good afternoon, and good morning. It is the Bad Advice Show. And to my left, hailing out of the DMV area, you know him, you love him. If this was the Black Adams family, he could be rich. Sarome Russell, everybody.
Starting off with the joke to the heart.
And to my right, hailing out of New Orleans, she is the Wednesday Adams of the South. Put your hands together for Mel, everybody.
What's up, everybody? Thank you. I guess that's a compliment. I'm taking that as a compliment. I guess it's meant to be.
And we have a special guest referee.
Yep.
He is the one hailing out of North New Jersey, but also Chicago. You know him. You might have even seen him on TV. Please put your hands together for Felonious Monk, everybody.
Oh, sure. I got a cookie in my mouth.
Damn it.
We were supposed time the cookies.
You can't time cookies. Cookies got a mind of their own.
Cookies really do have a mind of their own.
Cookies will make you forget whatever the fuck you were doing. I have definitely been mid-assignment and got
at some point, I was like, who is these niggas talking? Because his cookie was just amazing.
Yeah. Mel, you said cookies will make you forget. I literally
never put me in a fugue state, but it's definitely made me forget.
Oh, man. I had a question, and I like the only thing that popped in my head now is, all right, what's your favorite cookie, Monk?
Yes.
So all cookies?
Yes, man. All of them shits, dog. The chocolate chips. People be like, yeah, I don't like oatmeal raisin. That's your loss, nigga. That's more oatmeal raisins for me.
That's a delicious cookie.
Yo, a delicious oatmeal raisin cookie. Changed my life.
It just tastes like goodness and good intentions. Yes. Like, you could tell somebody who loved a motherfucker made that recipe.
It tastes like you
cheat. Definitely fly-by-night people.
Mm-hmm. I want you to enjoy a cookie, but I also want you to be healthy.
Yeah.
That's a delicious-ass snack.
Fiber. Yeah. Hello.
That's the one your nice grandma make you.
Mm-hmm. Sweetened by dried grapes.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's delicious.
Ooh.
Damn, somebody concerned about your gut health.
Ooh. Now, you mean grandma give you ginger snap?
Fig Newtons.
I think Fig Newtons get a bad rap.
I like Fig Newtons.
That's that. You've been abused. Listen, man. You about to defend spanking children next, right? I mean, Fig Newtons and whip them kids' asses. I think Fig Newtons get a bad rap. And Hitler was okay. No, Gordon. No. No. I'm shutting all of this bullshit down.
No. I am not sitting on InfoWars with a mask on.
This nigga. That's it. That's really if this nigga was a picture. Like that nigga right there. This nigga.
Yeah. That was the thing. Like, it's just so much. And I don't know if y'all get this, but I get all my family members again. They are asking me to weigh in on current day issues. And I'm like, why me? Out of all the people in your life, why me?
It's going to be a bit. I'm a bit. So you don't want to ask me.
Okay.
I'm going to make it a joke.
Oh, shit. If Kanye West was a cookie, what cookie would he be?
A mud pie.
Did you say mud pie?
He would be a mud pie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. God damn. He'd be whatever you eat in dystopian future. He would be
nothing but bullshit is in it.
Yeah, he's just sweetened with your personality.
Like, all the shit you hate in dough.
Yeah. That's it. And some dough.
And some dough.
And you, it's, you know what's enriched white flour. It's bleached. It's some bullshit.
Bleach. The shit that they dropped on Neo in the Matrix, it was like, it's got all your nutrients and vitamins. Yeah, man, that gruel shit.
It's Neo, the singing nigga, with them pants.
Yeah.
Neo and them pants. That's what it is. In a cookie form.
In a cookie roll. In a cookie form.
It's like eating a Volkswagen.
Full disclosure, I might be a little high, but now I'm thinking about that particular cookie. every time you take a bite into it, you feel like Neo headbutted you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we mean the singer.
That nigga we got mean a the scalp.
It is.
How you take a cookie and every bite you take is worse than the previous bite? That's what it is.
That's a Neo cookie.
Oh, but man. The first bite was good. See, that was late registration and all that bullshit. You like, mm-hmm. This is a delicious cookie. And as you continue to eat it, it gets worse and worse until you throw up. That's a Kanye cookie.
But so some kid Oreos eat Kanye cookies. That's sad.
Oh, not the bar.
Oh man. Yeah, you needed that.
Oh God. I can't even think of any cookies that I really low-end cookie I got on my mind right now is the Girl Scout cookies. I support that. I support them everywhere they are. Like, I always buy a box. And they always seem to be there right when I'm not thinking about them. And I look up, oh, shit, Girl Scout.
Question.
What's up?
Is there a law that everybody has to have one kind of Girl Scout cookie they hate?
Yo,
I think it might be.
Does anybody like all the cookies?
No.
Because you are guaranteed, especially on the internet, if you bring up the cookie you love, somebody's going to jump on you like, what the fuck? That is the worst cookie ever. How?
It's so disrespectful.
Hey, man, take I didn't realize how many people needed therapy until the internet. And I'm not talking about the people who outwardly say, I'm in therapy. I'm talking about when you say good morning and someone says, what's so good about it? Hey, nigga. Hey,
ooh,
hey, nigga. Go see somebody, man. Are you on someone's insurance? If so, find you some telehealth. Because the fuck? I can't have a good morning because you not having a good morning, you miserable bitch. Un-log out. Shit.
You miserable bitch.
I'm old. So at 50, much. You could just say shit. Nobody. And when you hit 50, you get to say things, and people just chalk it up to you being an old nigga. You remember when you were young and was an old nigga in the neighborhood, and we just say wild shit, and y'all be like, "That nigga crazy, old man, crazy as hell." I'm 50. I can say anything I want to right now. Fuck Twitter.
I'm Elon Musk is
such a blessing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm amazed I made it this far.
Hey. I feel like that every day.
Listen, a lot of
nobody
grace.
Shoot me. Nobody shot me yet. Wow. Y'all niggas got terrible aim.
Yo, Gordon. Gordon, I'm with you. I'm always amazed you're still here too.
Yeah, bro.
You try it. Nigga, you fucking try it.
You were actively trying to get out of here.
Yeah. I'm known to dance with the night from time to time.
Yeah. Dance drunk. You be drunk belly dancing with a knife. Maybe that's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I'm trying to be better at it, not really go into it every single time. But you know.
That's only because we threaten to chip you.
Yeah, it's true. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They want to put a locator on me.
You definitely gonna get chloroformed.
For the best. It's probably for the best.
Gordon ruined my life telling me that when you get chloroformed, you shit yourself.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I need to know how you know that.
All right, I admit it. Like, me and my friend.
Wait.
Whoa.
But are you about
that statute of limitations?
No. So we thought we were going to set up a game, like just for a whole bunch of friends called chloroform tag, and then we read what happens. Someone was smart enough to go, let's look up what the side effects are of chloroform.
Hey, man. Stop right now. What the fuck is wrong with you and your friends, dog? Because because I know everybody's, but we are right now in the middle of a podcast, and we having fun, and we saying kiki.
I need the racial demographic of this friend group. Like,
it was mostly predominantly Black, but then we had sprinkled in a Vietnamese dude. A couple Puerto Ricans, a couple mixed race.
That was them Behringer niggas, wasn't it? It was them Behringer niggas.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, see, them Behringer high school niggas is dangerous, bro. Don't. What you mean we was playing chloroform tag? That's not a thing.
We were planning to play chloroform tag.
Do you understand why that's still a problem?
They planned to kidnap the governor of Michigan, and now them niggas is in prison. The planning is part of the crime, nigga. That's how you get a conspiracy charge. You can't. Well, we didn't do it. Okay. Well, you have the ammunition, the guns, the sniper, location scouted out. You was a murderer, sir.
No, but I'm happy that we looked up the side effects of chloroform and we found out that it loosens bowels.
Look up the side effects of whatever it was that suggested to you to play chloroform tag in the first place. Something that was not regular weed.
That's mushrooms. Oh. That's not weed. That's
mushrooms. No, mushrooms. I've done mushrooms. Mushrooms makes me want everybody peaceful. To be. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mushrooms make you want everybody else to experience peace along with. I had niggas I hate. I do mushrooms, be like, hey, man, they ain't that bad. This probably just had a bad childhood, man.
Nigga, you doing meth?
No. Nobody's doing meth. No.
That's a good question.
They threw the question out there and we was like, yeah, let's do it. And then somebody was like, hey, let's look up the side effects. And then we was like, all right, nope, we're not doing that.
Okay. Whoever suggested y'all look up the side effects is now a doctor because they care about mm-hmm. people.
Mm-hmm. Let me just
that y'all do it. That's gonna be the first one to start eating y'all in the apocalypse.
Absolutely,
that's true.
Let me just point out though, for people who are not familiar with the North New Jersey area, this is a place where people grew up playing in cemeteries. I'm not gassing as dead as you played in cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
So because there are no parks, there's nothing to do. Like people, oh, you're from the Weakway section, Weakway Park. And Weakway Park is a name, nigga. Nobody's mm-hmm. playing at Weakway Park. You play in the cemeteries. You play hide and seek in the cemeteries. You steal, because New Jersey Drive is about niggas from Newark stealing cars because they ain't had shit else to do. They would steal cars and run them into the driver's side of the police car.
Mm-hmm.
So and then get out and run. They weren't even trying to do anything. They weren't stripping the cars. They would just joyride into a police car, into the driver's side, look at the nigga in the eye and be like, catch me, bitch, and get out and run. So the chloroform tag is probably less shocking to me than everyone else, but also still shocking to me. The fuck is wrong with you, B? Like, what's the matter?
Yo, but that's the thing. What do you expect from kids that played in the cemetery and play hide and seek in the cemetery? You know what kind of mind fuck it is to be giggling behind a tombstone?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a dead nigga, and they're like, yo, can I sleep? You better wake up and tell him to build me a park.
Hey, Mel, could you imagine way down south in the country even venturing into the cemetery for any other reason than a funeral?
Well, you know, I'm a little...
Or some hoodoo.
People go in the cemeteries here for all kind of reasons.
I'm gonna go
freeze tag though. No, I don't think that's a thing.
I was waiting for you. Well, y'all probably play freeze tag with spirits, baby.
Well, you know,
baby.
It's a different kind of freeze tag where you can't leave your wife.
Yeah, that's cool.
I can't stand her, but I can't get off this porch.
Oh, that's freeze tag.
Only time I can leave is when I go to work. Soon as I come in the house, for some reason, my legs don't work. Past the front porch.
That's that Creole freeze tag.
It's that goddamn spaghetti.
Oh my God. Oh,
yo,
yeah.
I cannot wait. Yo, when Gordon go to New Orleans and drink for the first time, if you black out, I am going to purchase 6 to 7 chicken feet and put them around your head when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Because you're going to be like, fantastic. What did I do last night? Like, nigga, you angered the gods.
Yeah.
Put the chicken feet, and then you got to give him a whole bunch of beads and tell him that he held his balls up and drew nipples on them and told everybody those were his titties. And that's why people kept throwing beads at him.
All night.
Details.
Just thousands of beads. Just thousands. Beads and chicken feet.
So many details.
So many details. Beads.
So many.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't wait to go, though. I can't wait to go.
I don't know if I should actually go, but I'll get as close as I can.
I'm going to go. I'm going to find a lady friend down in New Orleans. That's my goal. At least my first co-parent down in New Orleans.
Your first co-parent. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
As a father, I would suggest that you limit it to the one.
I would like to.
It's enough kids out here, man. We don't need no more. We good.
Yo, it's funny you bring that up. I just got a weird phone call from somebody I went to like middle school with. And he found me on Facebook. And he was like, can we talk? Because I'm going through something. I'm like, sure, why not? And it's 1 o'clock in the morning. He was like, yo, I got 12 kids. And this is outside of my cousin. I got mad kids. And he was just like, yeah, it's rough. You got any advice? And I'm like, I don't have babies, bro.
Yeah, kill yourself. And I know I'm not supposed to say that, but listen, 12? Go ahead, man. Get your insurance policy up and then beef with the cops. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Yo, he was in dire straits because he was just picking out random people from his class.
He called Gordon Baker Bone and said, "Hey, man, give me some advice." A nigga who has children. A podcast called The Bad Advice Show.
And actually offers some of the worst advice you've ever heard.
Some of the worst.
I just told y'all about chloroform tag.
Yeah, he called a nigga who once almost played chloroform tag, but was saved by Google. Hey, man, what should I do? You consider chloroforming yourself? I don't know.
Which should really concern all of us.
I am really concerned. Sure. I want to know the nigga name. I'm about to text him now, dog.
No. No. Like, I'm keeping in contact with him. I'm texting with him, make sure he don't do nothing crazy. Yeah.
He's already done something crazy. He asked you for advice. That's the craziest thing I've heard this whole conversation. That's crazier than fucking chloroform tag. Oh, he asked the nigga who almost played chloroform tag for advice about his 12 children.
Who what if I told him the next time he had sex? Invented the game. Foundational cornerstone.
Oh my God.
Of chloroform tag.
I'd ask that nigga, have you tried? Where we
all gonna get the chloroform? Yeah, we have our ways.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Hey, man. Hey,
Black Mark, it's
nice talking to y'all. Let me get the fuck off this thing. I just got off the load. This is not okay.
Oh, man. Yeah. You're right. Let's move on.
Is there black market chloroform? Is there like legal chloroform? Is there a place you could go and just be like, hey, man, I need some chloroform. For what? You're asking a lot of questions, officer. What, like, where is it? At Home Depot? I know it's not at Hobby Lobby. Them niggas don't want you to have a shit. You might have a baby while you're shitting, and they fuck their whole store. They can't do that.
Hobby Lobby is a Christian organization. Please.
Them niggas got organic chloroform just in case.
It was my mistake to try to drink something.
Oh, yeah, that's my God.
Yeah, it's on you.
Oh, man. Whew.
Chloroform tag. I'm not...
Have y'all ever had somebody like
a
distant friend?
Whatever you're about to say, no.
Have you ever had a distant friend just reappear just to ask for advice?
I had one reappear to ask for some money.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga didn't understand the TV game at all. He was like, man, you doing your thing, boy. I seen you on that motherfucking TV, boy. Shit, man, you know. I'm just going through it, though. You know, man, I hate the ass, but, you know.
No, you don't. You don't hate the ass at all. As a matter of fact, you love the ass. That's why you called me, nigga. You didn't call me because you... What in your mind was like, hey, I'm so close with this nigga that I haven't spoken to in years?
He saw me on his mama TV.
On his mama TV. I got a call from jail like that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, it was like, yo, I see you, and I keep telling these niggas I know you. And I was like, yeah, I know you from back when I used to do illegal shit. Yeah, hey, man, you know, I know it's Christmas and everything.
Oh, man.
It was tight, but anything helps. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to. I just paid for this phone call. Now I got to pay for some whole shit. This is wild.
Yo,
you have a collect call from a nigga with no money.
Can I ask, why do people always get that dead silence right before they ask for money? It's never just a continuous motion. It's always, hey, man, how you doing? Yeah, so I need some cash.
Yeah, no good segues, man. It's like, how you been, man? How your mama now? That's what's up, man. Hey, listen, speaking of your mama,
you know how she like taking care of people and nurturing? How about you?
You know how your mama a real helpful lady? How about, hey, speaking of your granddaddy, that nigga used to keep a Cadillac. Look, I'm about behind on my car note. Yeah, it's no real good segues to I ain't talked to you in a long time. Give me money.
Yeah. Oh, man. If you had to give advice to someone asking for money, what would you tell them?
I'll tell them
OnlyFans. OnlyFans. Start there. Sell your ass. Open with that. Open with sell your ass, sir. Or ma'am. I don't care. Sir, ma'am, them. Sell your ass. Okay? It's legal a lot of places. All right?
Oh, my God.
That's number one. Number two, go somewhere without a dispensary and sell weed. That's number two. Fuck it. And don't tell me you're like, oh, I don't want to do nothing illegal. Nigga, you about to starve. Either way, you're going to eat. They're going to lock you up. You're going to get three hots in a cot, or you will make some money and you're going to be able to feed yourself. But don't be out this motherfucker starving and not trying. Take a shot. Try your hand. Get you a good camera, some filters, oil your dick up. Do what you need to do, okay? Find some good angles. Get you a ring light for your penis, a peen light. Get you a peen light. And stay away from the chloroform. Nobody want to see you shitting on the damn camera, sir.
Yeah. I think they sell the peen money, light on.
Listen, if you ask me for money, I'm going to start. As we're talking, I'm going to open my laptop. I'm going to log into OnlyFans. I'm going to create the account, and then I'm going to text you your login information and tell you to change the password, because that's how you get money out of me. Don't start the OnlyFans. I can't help you no other way. Sell your ass cash. Listen, I got a child in college, nigga. Don't ask me for no motherfucking money. I'm mad that you suggested that question now, Baker Bone. If I see you, I might have to fucking tussle with you, nigga.
Time out. Two things
for no goddamn money. Shit.
Two things.
You really got
to squabble.
He for real mad.
He's really pissed off at you. I've
been paying child support for a long ass time. That nigga graduated high school and decided to go to college. I still got to pay. You know what I mean? She is 18. I am still paying child support.
I've been
paying
that is the thing.
16 plus motherfucking years. And she's smart too. So nigga liable to go to fucking graduate school. I'm going to be paying child support till my son is not a goddamn child no more. That's why I won't leave my wife. I wish you would try to leave me. I swear to God. Ooh, we going together. We going together. What you mean you got a new man? We got a new man. Fuck you mean? The hell is you going without me? I'm not. Nah, nigga. This shit is expensive.
Two things. Mel, did you hear Sarone try to tell us that he found a pain light?
I did. I heard it and I forgot it and I will never forgive you for putting it.
I was too mad. I was too mad to stop, but I heard it also.
I'm just saying.
I was hoping that we would be on that.
Is that they sell that on Amazon by that name?
Of course.
Pain light.
Of course it's on Amazon.
God damn it.
Yeah. Question. See? Question.
Light.
Why you know?
Because I was searching for a pen light.
and you spelled it in America's Georgia?
Yeah.
Oh, I looked for a peen. And they ain't had no peen. They had a pen. Okay.
The peen light is a real product.
Is it a cock ring with a flashlight on the top? Or camera. The bottom? Or camera? I don't want to see in the pussy. I think I'm good. I don't need to.
It's a GoPro hoe.
GoPro hoe. Cut like an afro. There you go. Yeah.
I'm fucking done.
Well, I don't know that we can go any lower. I think we're wherever we need to be.
We haven't even left the shore.
So people shitting on themselves in a game of chloroform tag. That
it seems
enough.
Like it should be the basement, right? It feels
Listen,
that way.
I've shot people before, and this makes me feel a little uncomfortable. You understand me? I'm like, ugh. I don't know.
Hashtag bad advice show. Let us know when this episode you got uncomfortable. Let's change the subject. Let's move on to something more gleeful. Are you guys excited for the holidays, such as New Year's and or Christmas, Kwanzaa, or Hanukkah? Am I missing one?
I think that's all of them.
Yep, there we go.
I'm not participating in answering that question, because if we wrong, it's too much anti-Semitism going on right now. Did you get the right? I don't know. I don't know.
That's why I led with New Year's. Let's stick to New Year's.
There you go.
What do you guys got planned for New Year's?
I'm going to be honest with you. Ethiopians don't celebrate New Year's on January 1st, so you still, it's just fucked up, my nigga. That's wow. God. Wow.
I'm sorry.
No. It's fine. Just fucking Western centric fucking ideas of how the world works. Sure, though. I mean, you know, if that's what y'all want to do. Oh, what about New Year? Nigga, we already had in Kutatash. That was in September. But I mean, I guess since we're in the United States, your fucking New Year is the only one that matters, huh, Gordon? Fucking.
I didn't know.
You see how you thought you were with a safe holiday? That's what it is, waking up on Twitter every morning.
Happy New Year. New Year was in September, you raggedy bitch. Whoa. First of all.
5:30 a.m.
Wow. Oh, you ain't even brushed your teeth yet, you that angry.
Oh, man. Jesus. Oh, well, where does that leave us?
Holiday season. Fuck it.
Holiday season.
Yeah. Whole holiday season.
I'm just planning to be here for the new year.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm thinking about bringing it in with music and a little bubbly, some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Let the kids stay up and have some sparkling grape juice.
Are you going grape juice?
I'm sorry. I yelled out all of them like you got a lot of kids. That wasn't necessary. I didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
I did yell at it. I was like, I'm sorry. You didn't. My bad.
I feel a wave of judgment washing across all
of No. I was out of line. Damn. My fault. But I mean, I'm just saying that's a lot of people to be awake at 12 o'clock. That's a lot.
We had to get a house because.
Yeah, homeowners association or whatever it says, but that seems.
Y'all got too many niggas over here, sir.
Yeah, all y'all keeping noise. How they said, I learned this in the South. Y'all keeping too much noise. I don't know where y'all keeping it, but y'all keeping a lot of noise.
My grandma said we kept it on our bike.
What?
I could translate that one for you, Gordon. She's talking about his back. Their backs.
Yeah, okay.
It sounded like a bike that you ride. Yeah. But no. You got the front the house and out bike. You got to go out bike.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, out bike.
Out bike. If you're going to keep all that noise, take it out bike.
Yeah, exactly. That.
I'm not going to lie. If someone said take it out bike, I would have went in the garage and grabbed the bike and left.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Good day to you. Good day to you. Yeah, I don't really get
it. Hop on the bike in the middle of the night. Have
Gordon,
drunk.
How do you have a warrant for theft? Okay, here's what happened.
I didn't know what was happening right there, man. I just realized that we were connecting it to him stealing a bike. Okay, I feel bad. I thought the nigga had a warrant and we was just discussing it. I was like, I keep telling y'all I can't be around bad people.
That's first piece of bad advice for the show. Just check and see if you got a warrant. Just always do that.
Terrible advice. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. You fuck around and find out you do. That's the last thing you want to do is find out you do.
Oh yeah. Fuck that. Surprise me.
Yeah, that's one of those things I'm just gonna be surprised by. I just operate under the assumption that I do because I'm me. But that's fair. You're gonna have to surprise me with that one. Not too soon, though, universe. I know you got jokes.
I've been surprised with one, and let me tell you, it is not fun.
It is a time.
Ooh, yeah. Our time was had. Like, you had a warrant? I was like, nigga, if I knew I had a warrant, I would have run. Why would you think I would stand here and hand you my fucking ID knowing I had a warrant? No, nigga, I didn't know. I'm as surprised as you. Shit.
Oh, man.
Did you know? No, nigga. I'm very upset. I definitely would have gave you a false name. The fuck is wrong with it? Do I look slow?
I am flummoxed.
I am flabbergasted. What is it for again? Ah, shit.
Man, yo, I think... What's up?
I did miss that court date.
Some shit happens. You ever had this shit where you've been driving around on suspended license for damn near 6 months to a year and didn't realize it?
You in Virginia, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's Commonwealth.
Haven't they changed that law though? Like they don't suspend your license no more. Yeah, they non-payment of fines.
Yeah, they changed the law, but mine was suspended. Mine got reinstated. I still never paid the fine. They reinstated it after the law was changed, and I was like, "Oh, that's great! You'll never get this $400 out of me now."
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm doing when I go to Virginia is get my. I haven't had a license in. I don't know. I haven't had a license in a long time. I'll put it this way. I've lived in Chicago for a decade, and I've never had a driver's license in Chicago. One of the things that I'm going to do when I hit Virginia, because that's where my license was originally suspended, is I'm pulling up a day early, and I'm going to DMV.
Ooh,
I'm like, what I got to do? So this is a business trip. It's not just jokes. I'm out here trying to get my shit reinstated. I don't even want to drive. I just want the license.
So you're going, I'm drinking old wine.
Ooh, are you still drinking that Taylor Port?
No, I would not drink Teleport ever again. We did that as a challenge, and
you lost.
Yeah,
it's a challenge.
Yeah, you just need to tell.
And let's be very specific about the Wii. The Wii is him. I did not drink that shit.
Oh, okay.
Why was it supposed to be a team effort?
It was
definitely like we played you, dog. I'm sorry. I love you. Sorry. And then I remembered what happened the last time I drank Teleport. No, I'm not doing that. I'm 46.
Yeah, we conveniently both forgot to buy shit. Like,
oops. I am so sorry.
Given the choice, I was drinking 110 whiskey as opposed to Teleport. I was like, no. I'd rather drink like a goddamn cowboy than drink that shit with you tonight. No.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It's just so viscous.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what that means. And I feel I need a minute so I can look it up. Y'all keep talking.
Take your time.
I'm just letting y'all know I'm looking
it's
up.
Like viscous. Thick, like, ugh.
Like cough
that's
syrup.
What I thought it meant. Yeah. That's what I thought it meant. And it's I was like cough hey, man. Syrup. I mean.
But it's like listen, sticky.
Isn't
it's
it like, it's a dessert wine, right? See?
Yes.
It's like wine, cough syrup, and Hawaiian punch.
Are y'all having dessert before the Teleport?
No one has like... no one even has a meal before they have Teleport.
No. Well, no one who drinks Teleport has food money.
Yeah. I learned that
like
the hard way.
$5?
Yeah. Teleport is...
But they're charging $120 for Teleport in the clubs.
At Detroit.
They're charging... I want you to understand. In Detroit, they're charging $120 for a bottle of Teleport that you can get at Kroger for $5.99. Yes.
That is a 200%.
But you know what?
They,
if you outside,
it's more than
2,000.
If you outside at a bar where, if you outside at a bar where you could get anything,
oh, it was a strip club too.
They already know you stupid. So
yeah, it wasn't just ready. It wasn't just a Detroit club. It was a Detroit strip club.
Oh yeah, I've been to these places before. Yo, if you ever go someplace that sells you deuces of Colt 45. In yes. glass bottles, you
yes.
need to leave.
Amen. Yes.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
That's my type of spot. That's my type of spot. There.
I had to fight. I had to fight every type of nigga that night, just to get back to my car.
That's what. Listen, every now and then, like every 5 years, I feel like I should fight just to make sure I can still. That's my rule. I try to keep. As I've aged, I haven't done it as often as I used to in my youth. But when you're looking for a fight, you can't just go outside and find a fight. You can't just hey nigga and punch him. That's not that nigga not gonna fight back. You gotta find somebody that's gonna fight back. And the way to find somebody that's gonna fight back is find a club that sells malt liquor. If you can find a hole in the wall that sells malt liquor and a nigga that look like he got a knife in his back pocket, that nigga will fight you and he don't care why. You just say, hey man, you wanna fight? And he'd be like, yup. And y'all can go tussle. And there's a bunch of them in there.
There's a bunch of you can make your pick.
You pick hey, what kind of class. How much you weigh? Now? You 185? All right, let's go.
I think that's the tallest. You can want to fight tall and skinny, you want to fight short and stout. It don't matter.
Hey man, my head movement ain't what it used to be. You look like you got a good jab. Let me holler at you. Boom.
You can be nice about it. You want to go outside or you want to start right here?
You want to start right here. We can start here and end up outside.
Yeah.
Y'all understand? Y'all just described the opening scene of Street Fighter.
I mean,
he's fighting like Andy Cap.
There you go. There you go. Some beard. I just want to point out that before COVID, people would go to a bar, order beverages, sit at the bar with a bunch of strangers, and then eat nuts that have been sitting on the bar all day. And when we saw that movie with Ben Stiller, what was it? Something About Mary? I think it was Something About Mary. Or Along Came Polly. I can't remember which one. But he was an actuary for an insurance company. And he explained how many diseases and germs were on the fucking nuts. And we kept eating that shit. We were like, fuck Ben Stiller. And we kept eating the nuts. And now that I'm thinking about it, we deserved COVID. We keep talking about Wuhan and Chinese people did, and it was a fucking man-made. Nigga, you deserved it. We was out here breathing each other's unfiltered air, eating nuts
at a bar where people was pissing drunk and then coming back out from the pissy drunk spot and putting their hands back in. You deserve COVID, sir, or man. Yeah. You deserve it.
Yeah. They, look, that's wrong with us. Beer nuts, the popcorn bowl in certain bars. Ooh, anything salty. Popcorn bowl. Yep.
Anything so pretzels.
Oh, pretzels. Yeah.
Same bowl, 18 different hands.
18 hands in a bowl. You don't know none of the hands in there except yours.
Just imagine that now. If a nigga was to come over to your table at a Mexican restaurant and grab a couple of your chips out and dip in your sauces. The definition
of ball head games.
Yo, the murder that will come next. First, it's going to be a nice dressing down telling him about communicable diseases and shit. You like, I can't believe I got to kill you.
The number of times I would call him a goofy ass nigga while I was punching him is probably a record breaker. Like, why you keep calling me a goofy ass nigga? Because you a goofy ass, dumb ass, stupid ass, goofy ass, bum ass, bitch ass, hoe ass. Don't you ever put your motherfucking... And the problem with me saying don't you ever is he not going to be able to do anything else. I'm going to paralyze him. You put your motherfucking raggedy ass, RS. There's so many diseases out here now. They just naming them after shit. We already know the RSV. Nigga, that's not a virus. That's how you get to the party. The RSV. P is how you show the fuck up. Kobe. RSV, the regular flu, the swine flu, the avian flu, the fucking the pox is back. All of the pox, the chicken all pox, the monkey pox. Came back. Oh, a pox on your house. I thought that was just some shit they said in old movies. No, nigga, they was like, we want your skin to boil the fuck up. What? What?
I don't mean to cut you off. Just to let you guys know, the CDC has changed the name from monkeypox to mpox.
But yeah, we know that M stand for monkey, so that's so funny to me.
That's like, we don't call you niggers anymore. We call you people of color. Nigga, I know the difference. The fuck is wrong with y'all? Don't call me no person of color. I know what fucking you mean, you raggedy bitch. I've said raggedy bitch more times on this podcast tonight than I've said in my 50 years.
Third piece of my advice, if you want to turn this episode into a drinking game, take a shot or take a sip of your drink every time Monk says raggedy bitch.
But make sure that when you, if you play this game, you're going to be where you at.
Yeah.
Don't
this ain't no driving game.
This is not call an audible.
No.
Listen, I've been locked in the house. You can lay down. I've been locked in the house for almost 3 years. Oof. I'm very winning and losing at the same time. My star finally started to rise right when we couldn't go outside. And I could enjoy this shit. My first episode of my TV show aired a week before we went on lockdown, and we never fucking came back off that bitch. And I'm very frustrated about it. You understand me? I looked amazing on the first season of the goddamn show, and nobody got to tell me how amazing I look because I didn't get to go outside. And one dude see me in the fucking Walgreens and recognize me with my mask on. He was like, hey, you felonious monk. I was like, nigga, you got to be the feds because I am wearing a mask, a hat, and a hoodie. This is not even as cool as I thought it would be. The fuck is wrong with you? Don't you felonious monk, nigga? Who are you, officer? You son of a bitch. I'm the raggedy motherfucker. I don't like none of this shit.
I'm not going to lie. I missed the eye compliments that I used to get when out in public. There used to be so many people wearing masks. Now I just wear a mask and no one compliments my eyes anymore. But like in the height of the lockdown.
You wear a mask over your eye, nigga? What is
that? You saying the mask brought his eyes.
Oh, okay.
So people would be like, you have lovely eyes. And I'm like, oh, thank you, ma'am.
That's hilarious. Oh, look at you all masked up, protecting yourself. Your eyes are beautiful. I hate all of y'all. I wouldn't have to mask up if you would get the jab. Mm. Yeah, I still would.
I miss complimenting people on their masks. Like some people would get unique, fancy masks and shit like that, or have a mask with a design on it. I miss those days.
I miss knowing that somebody went to their hood as the gas station and got a Louis Vuitton mask and pretended like it was actually Louis Vuitton. Oh, that's a quality choice.
I miss going to a place and knowing it was going to be hella empty.
Oh, yeah.
You could go to Starbucks and pick any motherfucking chair.
Yeah. I miss the 6 foot.
I miss the 6 foot rule.
I do miss that.
There's no reason for a nigga to be within 6 feet of me ever.
Yeah,
if we not fucking. There's no reason for you to be that close.
we adopted that rule. We did not need to get rid of it because I had so much time to think to myself without somebody mm-hmm. breathing down my damn neck.
Mm-hmm. Don't like it. Don't like it. Between the 6 foot rule, between the 6 foot rule and the people being just terrified to go places, a nigga could move around.
Yeah.
Nigga move around a little bit, you know?
Now people back on top of you. Man, the subway used to be so empty.
Mm. 300 people a day still dying. And we yeah. back outside like that shit ain't changing. Raggedy, yeah. we dumb as a unit. We collectively dumb. if the fucking climate change happened immediately, I hope the fucking the lady from Moana, the lava lady from Moana, I hope she just rise up and go, I didn't want to do this, but you niggas, god damn. Wow. Y'all was chloroforming each other just for fun.
Didn't do it. You didn't do it.
She gonna call y'all raggedy bitches, and that's gonna be all I need. Like, you raggedy bitches, now I gotta kill you.
Oh, no, man.
I don't wanna die. Hey, oh, man, I just saw an advertisement for a big ass fan. It's called Big Ass Fan.
Oh, yeah.
I want y'all to understand that that's a real, not, I'm not calling it a big ass fan. It is called a big monk. Ass fan.
Monk. Yes, Monk.
I want one.
I was trying to get Sarome. I was trying to get Sarome to buy one for his garage.
Yo, that should have blow your eyebrows off. That shit is not a joke.
I don't want my eyebrows going off. I feel, you know what happened? I feel like niggas was buying private jets, and then we shamed all the rich people out of buying private jets, and they mm-hmm. had to do something with all of the fucking turbines, and it was like, fuck. We just sell them as fans, and now it's niggas with fucking jet turbines in their garages and man caves, because women know better. Women saw that and was like, nigga, why? This shit is not going to blow my eyebrows off. I'm good.
I'm tell you right now,
the
you
dude is like, you see this? This is exactly what
you ain't never been cold until you had a big ass fan in a man cave. I'll tell you that much.
Big yeah. ass fan.
Mel, this shit, it's these fans are set up for Louisiana humidity.
It's a yeah, whole I kinda, tornado.
I wasn't turned off by it, probably not as turned off as I should be.
You need to get one. I'm gonna get one, but I'm gonna stand back from that motherfucker though.
Wait, I have a long hallway, so I feel like I could sit at one end of the hallway and just let it like blast in.
Yeah.
High volume, low speed fans.
Mel, I never asked you this question. Have you ever been on a fan boat?
I think that's racist to ask people from New Orleans.
I feel like she has, and she wishes you hadn't asked.
I have not. But you know, you I sure? don't fuck with nature like that.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Not they like that, like getting out in boat? The... I'm
is
sorry.
It called a pontoon? Is it called a pontoon boat?
Yeah, it's a pontoon boat.
No. A pontoon is different. A pontoon is a patio.
No. We call it a party boat because it's just a big flat surface with two pontoons on it, and you get drunk on it.
Oh, okay.
And then, at Lake Lanier, you die on it. But in other Air parts boat. Of Georgia, yeah. Jesus.
Airboat. Yeah, that's Air the thing. I could not remember. Boat. I was not in that, whatever y'all said.
Bayou boat. Swamp boat.
But no, I've never been on one. I got allergies. I'm not doing
it. Baby.
Wait, Monk.
How do we collectively have the worst New Orleans accents?
Your accent might be worse than Gordon's.
It might
yes!
be.
No,
yes!
No. That's a lie. I take that back. Sorry. My bad. Mm.
You know what it is? It's the Jersey coefficient messing up y'all pronunciation.
I saw the mistake soon as I said it.
Soon as you see, you're like, nah, you know what?
Hey, Monk, real quick. Let's talk about Newark, but in New Orleans accents.
Okay. Oh, baby. Why you want to do that, baby? Listen, we don't go down to Whitway Park.
Oh, you want to go down to Whitway, baby?
Whitway, baby. You know, you steal a car, take all the tile off, and ride there like a fairboat on the bayou.
Baby, what in the Justin Wilson is going on here?
You niggas sound like Will Smith in a fucking foreign film.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't lie. Found out. Tell the truth. We sound great. Tell the truth. We sound fantastic. I found out
recently that he's doing like an accent in this new movie.
I'm still going to see it.
It's going to be on Apple TV.
Oh, I'm still going to see it. He sounds like Abraham Lincoln. That. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I read for it. I didn't get it.
Oh, man. What was that like?
I didn't read for his role, but I read for the show, another role on the show.
Oh, okay. What's that like to go into a role knowing that, like, that's the type of role you would have to play?
I don't know. I never get those. No, the audition. Listen, the auditions are always wild because a comedian, like, primarily, and then you have to try to switch and, like, no, I'm going to take this acting seriously. I'm going to really try to get into it. And then you get a role where they like, hey, you play a gay slave from the 1600s and you have to have a Caribbean accent because they're like, nigga, what? Was the Caribbean accent even the same in the 1600s? And how do you suck dick in 1600s? Like, the niggas is sweaty. I know they stink. Like, yeah, I should just be, do I have to do method acting and just be miserable all the time? Because the only sex I've ever had is musty, stinky slave sex? I don't want it. It is. This is bad. Baby.
Hey, if you was listening, 30 minutes ago and you was like, yeah, that's the bottom.
Yeah, I told you.
Speaking of
birds. You're on the air with the Undertakers. Jesus. We are the grave diggers.
And 6 feet ain't deep enough, baby.
That's what she said.
Order in the court. Okay.
Where you from? Kissing.
All right. All right.
We got Everglades. Louisiana Bayou. Ooh. Mesopotamia Marshes.
Mm-hmm.
The Delta. Mekong River, St. John River.
Mel is so pissed. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Let's wrap this up with a bow. All right. One last thing before we go. Mel, you have any current events that you would like to tell us about or
bring up? Raggedy bitches. I'm sick of you
raggedy bitches.
Oh my God. We got someone so fucked up right now.
You raggedy Tyrone,
get in here and help us. What's the current event going on?
Find out the hard way that open carry doesn't apply to the brown and black people in Texas.
Ooh, what happened?
Yeah. An Indian man is an entrepreneur. I can't pronounce his name. I don't want to mess it up, but he was just shot in Texas by the police. Ooh. And he was open carry on his porch. And they had somebody call 911 saying he was pointing the rifle down the street, and they pulled up and they shot him. Now, this is the same place where you can walk in Walmart with a fucking AR-15 on your back.
Yeah.
And nothing happens to you.
Right.
Yeah. But they shot him and killed him. Yep.
Oh, my God. That's a lesson.
Not cool.
Yeah, definitely ain't cool.
In North Carolina, they lost their power. That's not fair. In North Carolina, the power went out because niggas don't like fun. There was a drag show, family-friendly drag show that was about to happen at a theater, and some armed men shot all of the electrical transformers and shut down power to the city instead of letting this drag show go on. So now 45,000 people, and I believe it's Moore County, North Carolina, are without power because they didn't want to see niggas dressed up like women at a drag show. And we're being honest, I feel like RuPaul deserved better. I feel like this wasn't a drag race. They weren't going, this the whole grooming kids and da 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 bullshit that they're going through. But these niggas shot out the Transformers.
40,000 people. I think it's also Duke County is without power too.
Yeah. They shot out the substation.
So basically, they shot out all the power for a show that they didn't want to see, even though they didn't buy tickets for that show.
They could have just not gone to the show. That was a thing.
That's too much life, right?
Yeah.
They could have just said, you know what? I don't like this show. I didn't go see La La Land, nigga, but I ain't shoot the fucking power out of the fucking theater. God damn.
I don't watch Real Housewives of Potomac, but I'm not finna go up there and key everybody's car. That's not necessary.
I would suggest it. Them niggas look like they fight back. They look like they're tussling.
With hands
they squabble a little bit. Yeah, they squabble.
I mean, I could take the husbands, but I'm not. Them ladies look like they could.
You don't want no parts of that.
You're going to get kicked in your chest with a red
stiletto.
Isn't the Potomac one the one with Buddy that used to play for Maryland? Juan
I'm not sure.
Dixon?
Yeah, it might be. That's the right area.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Juan Dixon.
It just always amazed me that people like this are able to find other people to hang out with to shoot out a power plant. I don't even know what it's called, but just the mere fact that a group of y'all can manage to get together. Like, how do y'all find each other?
Stupid is contagious. That's why you can't let it in your ears. And you get 5 or 6 stupid people talking to each other, eventually the shit will snowball into a dumbass idea like shooting out the power to stop a drag show.
Mm.
So you mean if Nick Fuentes, Kanye, and Donald Trump get together, some shit might happen?
Oh, absolutely. God forbid any one of them niggas in any position of power. We in danger.
I agree. It's people that get ignored every day who say the same shit they say, but you know they rinse and makes the fucking news.
So that makes me so upset. On that note, Monk, where can people find you this upcoming week?
Any of you raggedy bitches want to find me? I'm not going outside until I get to Virginia Beach. I'll be at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone on the 14th of Virginia Beach Funny Bone, 8 o'clock, me and that big Lurch nigga that's on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the 15th through the 17th, me and the same big Lurch nigga will be at the DC Comedy Loft right across the street from the gayest church in America and in DC. It's a dope ass spot, man. It's probably my favorite spot to perform at in the city. And I've been performing there consistently longer than anywhere else in the country. As a matter of fact, the first time I ever did a show with Cerrone, Gordon,
Mike Brown,
John, Mike Brown, and Dylan was at the Beer Baron. They weren't even calling it the DC Comedy Loft yet, were they?
No.
It was just the Beer Baron.
Yep.
Yeah, the first place I ever performed in DC was at that same club, and me and Cerrone have been going back. Shit. It's our fourth year?
I believe so.
In a row. So the first time I did that club, the first time I ever did that spot was in 2012. And now I'm still doing it again 10 years later with the same niggas because I don't really make a lot of changes in my life. I don't trust new niggas. New niggas be having you shooting up fucking power plants. So I go with the people I know. You understand?
And playing chloroform tag.
I've been trying to invite Gordon, but every time I think to invite Gordon, he says some shit that makes me go, maybe not. I don't want to get chloroformed in the green room. Sure. Whatever you say, but I agree. I believe you.
All right.
I trust you. Just Mel, stay away from me with napkins.
I definitely will. Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me on my Twitter account, The Gates of Mel. Not just Twitter, Facebook, not blah, blah, blah. Instagram, TikTok, all the bullshit. Look for me at The Gates of Mel. O is a zero. And you can also find me on ResistBot social media. Of course, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I do Mel's Midday Mug, keeping you up with petitions and current events. And of course, and then there's the ResistBot podcast every Thursday.
All right. So, Ron, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me with Mark on the 14th of December and the 15th through the 17th of December. You can find me back at the DC Improv December 28th, I believe, for Festivus. We're going to complain about Christmas. Mm. No, December 23rd. It's going to be nice. But other than that, you can catch me on Instagram at Metarome, Metarome, or you can catch me on Twitter at Cerrone Russell.
And as for me, everybody, at Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter. And surprise visit, December 7th, you will be able to see me down at Hotbed down in DC. Coming down, yeah, coming through for the night, doing a Hotbed, and then I'm heading back up to the city.
Because that's how I do things.
City of Compton. And on that note, everybody, please hashtag Bad Advice Show. Let us know what you liked, what you did not like. Please keep in mind, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/Bad Advice Show, where you can get episodes early and our other podcast called That Other Thing with me and Mel talk about mental health and other random things. And on that note, everybody, get out of here, you raggedy bitches.
Raggedy bitches.